Indian policewomen wearing blue denim uniforms pick up and load their weapons at their fortified base in Congo Town, a suburb of Monrovia.
That is Ashraf.
While the compound's generator buzzes in the background, Chief Operational Officer Mamta Singh reminds them of their duties.
First of all, when we landed here, the first assignment we got was security of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs building, which is also the office of the President of Liberia. That is a 24 hours rotation duty which we have. Apart from that, we always have everyday night patrol, that is mobile as well as foot patrolling.
The patrol is being driven across congested and potholed streets by an Indian male driver in an Indian-made Tata vehicle. Some of the support staff is male, but all peacekeepers in this unit are female. Singh says her unit can inspire Liberian women to try and enlist in their own security forces.
The Liberian women are definitely getting motivated. More and more women are coming to join the police force. So we are also a motivational factor for the women who are here. The Liberian women who have been at war and where they have suffered a lot.
As a unit member receives a message on her walkie-talkie, a passerby expresses gratitude for the peacekeeper's work.
Yeah, the peacekeeper is nice because I see everything is all right, people are moving well, no trouble.
As she tries to cross a busy intersection, Angie Kavli says she hopes more Liberian women will follow suit.
Women soldiers will be able to stand for the women and the children of the country and the nation. Yes, they are not too aggressive as men.
Singh says just like men, female peacekeepers have to be physically and mentally fit. She says her predecessors were right in telling her this assignment would be easy.
The only thing advice I got from them was taking care of the health, because we have a lot of diseases here. Nothing about duties. In India, we are performing much harder duties than what we are doing in Monrovia. So when it comes to the duties, there is absolutely no problem. But in context to health, yes, we have to be, you know, cautious about it.
One thing Singh misses is easy access to ingredients here to make good Indian food. But the all-female unit does have a few male cooks helping with that. Nico Clement, VOA News, Monrovia.